We continue three lines up from the bottom on Nun Tes Amud Aleph. New question, new discussion, although similar topic of Yayin Nesach. Bo mine me Rav Kahana. They asked Rav Kahana the following question. Oved kochavim mahu sheyolich anavim legas. Can an idolater bring the grapes to the vat? What exactly would be the issue? Whether an idolater can bring the grapes to a vat? They're just walking it over. There's no Yayin Nesach. There isn't any grape juice. So Tosfos quotes two interpretations, one from the Rashbam and one from the Ri. The Rashbam understands it that the Oved Kochavim is bringing the grapes, and as he's transporting them, the water or juice starts to flow out of the grapes, and it fills up the basket with wine, and now he's touching it as he's transporting it to the vat. Does that render it Yayin Nesach while he's walking, because he's touching it, or not? That's the Rashbam's understanding. The Tosfos points out a few different issues with that approach. Perhaps the most important one is that we've discussed earlier that wine doesn't become Yayin Nesach until it flows into the vat. So it wouldn't be Yayin Nesach while he's transporting it anyways. So the way the Ri understands it is that he's in the middle of pouring it into the vat, and what's happening is that it's touching him as he's pouring it into the vat. So Mao Sheyolich Lagat is, can he take it? It's not really transporting it, it's really continuing the flow into the, well, he calls it Zrika Lagat, the Ri says, that this is the Tosos on the bottom back of the New Testament Beis. Elamayri B'Zrika Lagat, you're throwing it into the vat. So that's the Yolich. And there, you know, he's touching it. The question is the touching there significant in Mukaz Yayin Nesach, or their touching is different? It's not. It's dissimilar to the case of diluting the wine, which we were strict about. Here, you're just kind of touching it. You're not really. You don't really care how much wine goes in or goes out. You're not really makpid on any specific for anything, other than just getting it into the vat. So the fact that he's touching it, is it considered relevant or irrelevant? That's the machlokas between the Rashbam and the Ri. But nevertheless, the question is, can the idolater bring these grapes to the vat? Amr Lahu, Rav Kana answered, Asr Misham Lech Lech Amri Naziris Chor Schor Lecharma Lo Sikrav. No, we're machmir, you can't do it based on this chumra, that we don't want anyone to get close to any violation of Yayin Nesach. Esvi Rav Yemar, the Rav Kana, so Rav Yemar challenged Rav Kahana from a Tosefta, which seems to indicate the opposite. Ovid Kochavim Shehevi Anovin Lagas Besilon Ubedudarin, or Dudurin, Avapi Shayayin Mizali Faleya Mutter, that if an idolater is bringing grapes to vat with different types of baskets, bigger ones and smaller ones, even though the wine is filling up, it's mezali v'aleim, the wine is going over the grapes, and he's going to be touching it as a result, touching the wine, mutter. It is permissible for him to bring the grapes and pour them into the vat. So the Gemara, just bring them to the vat. Amar lei, so the point is, Rav Kahana said before it was asr because of a chumra of lech lech amrin naziras chor schor lechamer l'sikrav, and here we said it's permissible. So Amar lei, so Rav Kahana answered, no, it's not a contradiction. Hevi ka'amrit. The Tosefta's case is where the idolater already brought it. It was ex post facto. He did it already. So are we going to be machmir or not? Ana lechad chila ka'amina. My case, lechad chila, he shouldn't bring it. But Hevi, once he's done it already, I'm not going to be machmir. That it was just a chumrah to begin with, so now that it's there, we leave it alone, and we're not going to asr it because of Yayin Nesach. The Gemara continues with another story. Hahu esroga denafa lechavisa dechamra. There was an esrog that fell into a barrel of wine. Idri Ovid Kochavim v'shakle. The Ovid Kochavim went and stuck his hand inside to grab the esrog, so that he can take in, rescue it. Amrlu Rav Ashi, so what happened? Now he put his hand inside. So now you put your hand inside, you have an issue. What's the issue? That, as we'll see in a little bit, if he puts his hand inside, that already is would render the wine Yahai Nesach, because of this idea of being Meshachshech, agitating the wine a little bit, is a form of some form of libation, presumably. So Amar Rav Ashi, so what does Rav Ashi say to do in this case? Naktua liyadei kihechi delo l'shachshech pei. They say, he said to him, grab his hands. Grab the hands of the idolater, whose hands inside of the barrel, in order that he doesn't do shichshech, in order that he doesn't agitate the wine. And not only that, ubartsua ad shaifa. And as Rashi explains, lean the barrel over so that until the wine pours out of the barrel, and by doing that, his hand will then be in an area where there's no, you'll pour so much water, where there's so much wine out of the barrel, that his hand will no longer be touching the wine, and then he can remove his hand from the wine, from the barrel, and everything else remaining in the barrel would not be usher the behana. Tosfos asks the question, why is it that when he put his hand inside and went for the esrog, it didn't automatically become usher? Perhaps when he puts his hand inside, that should already be an issue. So I mentioned before that as long as you don't agitate it, then it's still permissible. But Tosfos doesn't take that route. Tosfos says you must say from this Gemara that just sticking your hand inside, even though he knew that it was wine, it's not considered shichshuch. Why not? Not necessarily because he didn't physically move his hand, but the act of putting your hand inside is almost like a shichshuch, perhaps. But rather, he says, mipnei shehaya tarud likach esrogo shelo yitanef. His whole kavana, essentially, was his sole focus was getting that esrog, because he wasn't using it. Not for sukkah. See, he had his esrog. He wanted to eat it. So he was grabbing the esrog so that it shouldn't get so dirty. He wanted to get it as fast as possible. And therefore, it wouldn't be an issue. But so why then wouldn't be? Why are we so concerned about pulling his hand out when he's taking the esrog out? It should be the same thing. So he says, once you've grabbed onto the esrog, you're not so concerned about pulling your hand out. It's easy to pull your hand out. So at that point, we're concerned that he may shake it a little more. That's why Rav Ashi's advice was when he grabbed the esrog, was grab his hand and turn over the wine and let it spill out, and therefore he can pull his hand out without any issues. And that presumably then would, even the other wine where his hand touched initially, that was poured into the other cup, that wine may also be permissible because he didn't do any act of shichshuch with the other wine as well.